Wake up. Feels like that today, doesn't it? Wake up, O sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. In April 1742, John Wesley preached a sermon on this Bible text to the University of Oxford when he was a postgraduate student. He kept his message very simple, breaking it down into three statements, a pattern that I'm going to copy today. Firstly, wake up, O sleeper. Who is this sleeper that Paul is writing about? Who is this wake-up call being given to? Well, St. Paul and Wesley were of one mind on who that is, and it might surprise us. This wake-up call is addressed to Christians, not to unbelievers. Paul was writing to the Christians at Ephesus. Is it possible for a Christian to be alive to the things of God and yet asleep to the power of God for living? Is there a danger that we as Christians can unwittingly sleepwalk through life? I was reading about sleepwalking, and it affects many more people than you might think. One sleepwalker describes life like this: I might get out of bed several times a night. When it happens, I feel like I am living a dream. But it's so real, I think it's reality. And one of the things I do most regularly while asleep and sleepwalking is to make food. It's difficult to go on a diet because I will sleepwalk to the freezer and I help myself to a chocolate ice cream. Well, yeah, come on, that's their story, isn't it? I suppose you've heard about the sleepwalking nun. Yeah, she was a Roman Catholic. Roman Catholic? Oh. Well, that wasn't in Wesley's sermon. But when we think about it, the parallel with Christian sleepwalking is obvious. We can go through the motions without being awake to God. We can do a lot while we're sleepwalking. We can speak while we're asleep. Perhaps you know somebody who does that. We can hear while we're asleep. We can walk while we're asleep. We can think while we're asleep. And Wesley gave a warning to Christians that they could just do that very thing, to speak, hear, walk, and think while they're asleep. Outwardly respectable, religious, but in need of a new awakening, a new birth. So here is a word of warning, a wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper. And secondly, rise from the dead. Well, there's no greater awakening than that, is there? To rise from the dead. To wake up from eternal sleep. And that is our great hope. But we cannot become spiritually awake ourselves. It's not something we can do. We know how hard it can be to get up in a morning. Think how hard it might be to get a child out of bed on a Monday morning. It's like raising the dead. I wonder what approach you use. Do you use a cold flannel? That would be quite welcome, wouldn't it? Or the smell of a cooked breakfast to get somebody up. And when it comes to our awakening, Christ has used that second approach. Paul writes, because of his great love for us, God made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. That's a wonderful promise. In his sermon, John Wesley gave this urgent call to his audience. He wrote, "Arise, call upon your God, so that you will not perish. A mighty tempest is stirred up round about you, and you are sinking into the depths. Awake, you everlasting spirit, out of your dream of worldly happiness. Did God not create you for himself? Then you cannot rest till you rest in him. Return, you wanderer. This is not your home. Make haste. Eternity is at hand. Eternity depends on this moment." And he went on to ask even more piercing questions. In what state is your soul? Are you ready to meet death and judgment? Can you stand in his sight? Have you oil in your lamp? That's the connection with our earlier reading. Have you oil in your lamp? Grace in your heart? Is that mind in you which was also in Christ Jesus? Are you a Christian indeed? That is, a new creation. Are old things passed away? Has everything become new? Do you love God above all and with all you have and are? Feel your lost condition and arise from the dead. The Message version or translation of this verse puts it like this: climb out of your coffins. There's a powerful image. Climb out of your coffins and Christ will shine on you. Christ will give you light. And that's the third and final point that Wesley made. Christ will shine on you. This is his promise, and he is true to his word. And many Bible scriptures express this truth about the light of God. For example, "Your light shall break forth as the morning, and your darkness become as the noonday sun." God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, shall shine in your heart to give the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. "On them that fear the Lord shall the Sun of righteousness arise with healing in his wings." Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. God clicks on, switches on the light upon his people. We are bathed, not only in beautiful sunshine today, but more, the light of God. The light of God shines on you today. The darkness is banished. And so we are changed. Now we walk in the light as he is in the light. We live distinctively. As Paul continued in Ephesians 5, the J.B. Phillips version, "Live life then with a due sense of responsibility. Not as those who do not know the meaning and purpose of life, but as those who do. Make the best use of your time, despite all the difficulties of these days. Don't be vague, but firmly grasp what you know to be the will of God. Thank God at all times for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Friends, there's a challenge for us today. If we've slipped into the shadow places, today at the Lord's table to step back into the light as we receive bread and wine, to know his forgiveness, his correction, gently leading us back into the light, into his way. He'll shine more light upon us today. The light that shines even through the brokenness, the broken cracks of our life, making us whole. So let us open ourselves today to his risen life. Let us rejoice in his coming victory. So, in conclusion, those three points. Wake up, O sleeper. God's alarm clock is ringing. Christ comes. With us now, in bread and wine and in glory, let us be ready. Keep watch with your lamps burning bright. Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead. Let's climb out of those coffins today and walk in his way. And Christ will shine on you. In this week ahead, let us live and walk in his marvelous light. To God's praise and glory. Amen.